Well, today we have a very interesting gospel, a very short gospel from St. Luke chapter 7, beginning at verse 31. It's only four verses, but contains a great deal of things that we can learn about the Lord and St. John the Baptist and how they were so despised and hated by that generation. And we see here in today's gospel the excuses that people used in not following John or not following our Lord. And we also see the malice that was present in some of the hearts of the people of that generation to commit the sin of calumny and detraction against John the Baptist and the Lord. So take a look at this passage. Jesus is speaking to the crowds and he says, "To what shall I compare this current generation? What are they like?" So the Lord uses an image that was very common in those days, the children in the marketplaces, while their parents were doing the shopping, maybe buying their fruits and vegetables and other things from the marketplace, the children would all sit together and play games, maybe different, whatever kind of games that they would play. And so he's calling them that generation was sort of childish. That's different than being childlike. If you want to read about the saints, they were all childlike. Saint Therese, a little flower. Her whole spirituality is being childlike. See, a person who is childlike is humble. They are trusting. They are confident in God, their loving Father. And we're all called to be spiritual children. In fact, Jesus said, "Unless we turn and become like little children, we cannot enter the kingdom of God." That means to be humble, trusting, childlike, innocent. That's what the Lord wants us to be, is childlike. But the Lord compares that generation to being childish, right? You see the difference. When someone is very childish, they're selfish, they're not trusting, etc. So he says that generation are like children who sit in the marketplaces, and one of the children are saying to the other children, let's dance. And so they play the flute, but the other children won't dance. And so the children say, "Okay, we're going to sing you a funeral dirge." But the children won't participate in the funeral dirge. So we could see how the children could do this, how they could imitate. Let's say there was a passing funeral and everybody was going by mourning, the children would pretend to mourn. Or if a wedding procession was going by with music and dancing, they pretend to join in on that. So what is the Lord getting at? Well, he says John the Baptist was like the one calling people to the funeral dirge, okay? But the people did not follow him. They did not mourn and they did not weep. See, John came with severe prayer and penance, neither eating nor drinking. So that was John's message to the world. Repent of your sins, get baptized, turn away from your evil. And he called people to prayer and fasting. And John, of course, lived a great life of severe penance, eating locusts and wild honey, wearing camel's hair, which was like a burlap sack, which is like a hair shirt. He was very penitential. So John was calling people to prayer and fasting and repentance. That was sort of the funeral dirge. But the people did not respond. The people of that generation rejected John and they used an excuse. They said, "He's crazy. He's insane. He's too radical. He's possessed by a demon." Imagine that. They called John possessed by a demon because of his zeal and because of his penance and his prayer and fasting. So then, what about the flute and the dance? Well, that is the Lord calling people to rejoicing and conversion. And so he says, the Son of Man, which is the Lord's title for himself, came eating and drinking. And so he was around the tax collectors and the sinners. He ate with them. He socialized with them. And yet, the people didn't accept Jesus either. They used an excuse, he's a glutton and a drunkard. Imagine that, saying that of the Lord, who was always so temperate and so moderate. But he did eat with tax collectors. He was called the friend of sinners. What a great title that is of our divine Savior, the friend of sinners. That makes us all very happy, right? That Jesus is the friend of sinners. And so they use an excuse. They weren't going to follow Jesus either because he was, quote unquote, a drunkard and a glutton and a friend of these despised tax collectors and sinners. So Jesus came rejoicing, sort of playing the flute, inviting people to the wedding banquet, to eternal life, to the joy, but they rejected Jesus as well. So, in other words, you can't win. John came sort of with the funeral dirge. They didn't respond. Jesus came with the music and the dancing and the joy of the wedding feast, and they rejected that as well. So they were always using excuses not to follow John. They said he was possessed. They used excuses not to follow Jesus. And so that's where we stand in today's gospel. So what we see is a glimpse of how much malice and evil spirit was in so many of the people in that generation as well. But isn't it the case today? Really, generations don't change. People use all sorts of excuses not to follow Jesus, not to follow the church. They say, oh, look at the scandals of the church. We're not going to follow the church because of the scandals. Or I don't go to Mass because the Mass is too long, or the homilies are so lousy, or the music isn't any good. So everybody has an excuse, right? You know, and everybody says, well, I would follow the church, but this, or I would follow Jesus, but that. That's why Bishop Sheen says most people go to hell on their butts. Okay? I'll follow you, Lord, but I won't do this. And so just as people used excuses in that generation, people use excuses today not to follow the Lord.